destiny. So I hope by now it's clear that I kind of like all sorts of music. So you've gotten to hear some of the jazz and blues pieces that I like, along with some of the more well-known artists. And as I said, you're going to get a half a dose of Max Early, because I need to bop out of the studio at 6:30 to go over to Dave's Fresh Pasta. And yes, they're doing a Little Bites starting the fall off right, and also pouring a couple of mineral wines, which even if I don't like, I'm sure my friends Lynn and Toby will be only too happy to help me finish the bottle. And why don't I do a regular show? It's very simple. At 76 years old, I cannot climb those stairs regularly. Perhaps if I wanted to take over Ms. Bubbles in the think tank, time slot, maybe. But, you know, she was on at like, something like 10 in the evening, which in military time is 2,200 hours, to something like 100 hours on Sunday. That's just too long. Way too long. All righty. Let's hear some more music.
It must change. ricochet through eternity.
We're not getting out of here.
That's why this is so sad.
No one's getting out of here.
That's why this is so sad.
This is our world.
That's why this is so sad. That's why this is so sad.
I'm Sarah, and this is my story.
I'm Ellen, and this is my story.
One night, I was at a bar. I was having fun with my friends. I had one too many drinks. I got behind the wheel to go home.
I got a cab to go home.
All of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road. It happened so quickly, I barely had time to react.
The cabbie barely had time to react.
I swerved.
The cab swerved.
I can't believe it. I hit a guy.
I cannot believe it. The cabbie just missed a guy.
I wish I took a cab.
Thank goodness I took a cab.
You have the choice to save a life. Don't drive buzzed. It's a decision you'll never regret. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You could say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You could ask with an app if it works for you. You could write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you could write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking.
You could chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You could ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
I found it there. Rodeo, been staring down the barrel since I left home. Through the highs and lows and the hurts like hell, still reaching for the ring on the carousel. I've been down this trail a time or two, knocked out, fenced in, but I broke through. Life ain't fair and you can't fight it, so take it by the horns and ride it. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Wanted man, whoa, whoa, whoa. Gotta giddy up and go, 'cause there's a cowboy just like you waiting at the end of every road. Oh no, I ain't got time to toss you though. Gotta get on to my next rodeo. Whoa, get on to my next next rodeo, yeah, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Let's see here. So we're hoping that we should shortly see Max, because he said he could cover from 6:30 onward. What you just heard, and I'm sorry about that jump cut. I have a sneaky suspicion that I should be moving further back if I wanted to tap my heels to the music. That was Molly Tuttle with Golden Highway from the album Next. The song was Next Rodeo, and the Nonesuch album is A City of Gold. Before that was Julie Byrne with Moonless, taken from the Ghostly album The Greater Wings. And we started off with I can't even pronounce this because it's an amalgamation. Anohini, featuring Anthony and the Johnsons, and Jimmy Hogarth with It Must Change, 2003 album on Rough Trade, which you don't see that much anymore since, sadly, Disc Diggers went out of business. How to do this? I think we may wind up putting you in the tender hands of Rick Deckard.
Maybe not. Hi, everyone. This is Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm gonna help out around the station a little bit. My show is usually 7 to 8 p.m. I'm gonna put on some music for you guys, and I will be back in a bit. We're starting off with Penelope Isles.
talking about the world that's a dress. I wonder when they're gonna clean up the mess. You know the rabbit child is still tuning in. Chespie's face is patient, must be wearing thin, because they haven't laid the sign on the air. Not that anyone but me even care. And the disc jockey has moved out of town. The district caller says he's nowhere to be found. He said the thing long-term investment, and that all the others had forgiven themselves. He said the net reward would justify the colossal mess they made of their lives. Hey, Mr. DJ, I thought you said we had a deal. I thought you said you scratch my back and I'll scratch your record. And I thought you said we had a deal.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet, or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it sends more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Yes, using ladders might not be the safe high that you thought it was. Safe way to get high? I don't know, there's a better way to say that pun. But anywho, sorry about the delay logging some of those songs. I was helping Carrie a new turntable up to the station, which is exciting. It's going to go into Studio B. So what we listened to there, we started off with Penelope Isles with Leipzig, followed by Parsnip with Lighthouse Beacon. Parsnip's a cool all-girl Australian group. I really like the lead singer's voice. It's very unique, and it's kind of like kid music sounding-y. It's fun. And then after that, the Beatles with It's All Too Much, from Yellow Submarine, followed by They Might Be Giants with Hey Mr. DJ, I Thought You Said We Had a Deal, which is a song that I've been listening to They Might Be Giants a lot lately. It's a bit of a throwback for me. I liked them a lot when I was younger. I had the compilation Dial-A-Song album on my Zune and listened to it all the time, which I don't think it really occurred to me that much, but like I have all of the songs memorized, which is really fun. So I'll be here for another hour and a half-ish, and I'm going to be playing a mix of songs on vinyl and some songs on my computer as well. So don't go anywhere. It's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah, that's all I got. Coming up next, The Church.
Sometimes when this place gets kind of empty, sound of their breath fades with the light. I think about the loveless fascination under the Milky Way tonight. Lower the curtain down in Memphis. Lower the curtain down, alright. I got no time for private consultation under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might have known.
You are. Grace on the water, lips like